The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Belinda Matlitsky, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you. If the Spice Girls got together and came over here on their world tour, on their red touring bus, would you go and see them?
They're not my flavor, thank you. But you, what is definitely my flavor is Amit. Thank you for playing Chopin yesterday. That is absolute heaven on earth.
Oh, no. And how was that accent? Wasn't his accent wonderful?
Absolutely spectacular. That was the treat of the day. I digress.
Yes, let's talk about Wales.
Right. So this is quite a sad one. I don't know why saving the whales is no longer one of the causes of the day, as it were, because the orcas are being threatened with extinction. And there are horrific figures. Do you know that from 2007 to 2014, two-thirds of the Pacific Northwest orca pregnancies have failed? And not a single calf has actually survived more than 3 years. And what has caused the greatest pouring of public grief, outpouring, and also has shifted things a little, is the death of Orca J35 in Victoria, British Columbia, on July the 25th. Well, not the death of Orca J35, of her offspring, because Orca J35 carried her stillborn calf for 17 days, unwilling to accept a child's death.
I actually saw that. So what is killing them, Belinda? Is it environment? Is it plastic? Is it whalers? What is threatening their life?
Sadly, it's the worst predator on earth. In other words, human hunters.
What are they being hunted
for
their meat?
First of all, the Chinook salmon population is declining.
Yeah.
In fact, they've almost been fished out of existence. And this is the primary source of the nutrition for the whales. And since the whales are so big, naturally, and they require a great deal of nutrition, and whales are dying of malnutrition. Their immune systems, their reproductive systems are being affected by both the pollutants and by simply being malnourished. So they can't sustain the pregnancies. And you know that the pesticides have actually, I can only call it actually infested the food chain.
Sure.
Even pesticides are now poisoning these whales. And to such an extent that the state of Washington has issued it's like a state of emergency, but it's a call to action by Governor Jay Inslee. So he's got together a task force that are going to study the preservation and restoration of the local killer whale population and of the salmon stocks. And this is also a very difficult one. I'm hoping it's not too late, because the heartbreaking scene of this whale weeping for the calf is just a wake-up call for all of us. Who's going to mourn the human population?
Nobody.
When we're gone, if we cannot even, maybe the whales will actually outlive us and they will wail for us. Pardon the pun.
It's just so pathetic. But, have you seen that video, Simon?
No.
So it's this killer whale, and for 17 days she stays with the carcass of her.
No, call me a coward. I can't watch stuff like that. It doesn't do you any good.
You know what? It becomes one of those stories. Did you ever see the photograph that was taken with the seahorse that had his tail had curled around an earbud?
Yes.
Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Do you know how that has had an impact on, using social media, how it's actually got people to think? All of a sudden, even here in South Africa, where we, on our coast we have seahorses, but here you've got Woolworths and you've got Pick and Pay saying that they're only going to be
using
wooden or paper earbuds. And that was a direct link to that seahorse video. These things are so important, but how do we get away from plastics? And how do we get away from fertilizers? I mean, Roundup is disastrous. It is carcinogenic. It's bad for people. It's bad for everybody. And if you go to your local supermarket, they have shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves of Roundup. It is crazy. Belinda, maybe you, next week you can do something on Roundup and let people know.
Yes.
How very, very bad it is. All right, let's talk quickly about this robotic jellyfish.
Right. Now, this one's quite a fun one because if you're like me and you like squeezing stress balls, you would enjoy these jellyfish since they evidently feel like rubbery stress balls. But what they really are robotic jellyfish. And they have been created by Professor Eric Ingeberg and his team at Florida Atlantic University. And they're there to actually try and please God, save some of the coral reefs that still remain on our Earth. They squeeze into those tight spots and they study the coral reefs, the salinity, the temperature of the water that has, of course, changed as a result of our climate deterioration and devolution, one could say. So they have 8 battery-powered tentacles that siphon and expel seawater. And they just drift very gently, and it looks very—it actually looks hypnotic when one watches them. They don't interfere with the sea life and marine life that was distressed in the past by these underwater drones. They can actually carry on unaffected right now. And in addition to that, they don't carve out pieces of the coral reefs. All the previous investigative equipment used to damage the reefs, and these just drift beautifully. I have onboarded software, which basically means they have to have the information downloaded afterwards, but the next generation is going to be able to transmit wirelessly. And amazing. The cherry on the top is that they only take $200 to create a robot. And that is absolutely nothing for when we look at the sophistication, the level of sophistication of such technology. I think that there are many other applications that will be found for these wonderful jellyfish. Maybe it's just me because I am so attracted. It's got like the bubble wrap effect, you know. There's something appealing about that rubberiness. So see if you can check out a video of these robotic jellyfish in action. They are really, really innovative.
Thank you very much, Belinda Matlitsky. Thank you for the Mother Earth Report, and we'll catch up with you next week. We're going to talk about Roundup.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Belinda. God bless. Bye-bye.